Yep.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Right. Fucking thing sucks.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine?
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
I like them French fried potatoes.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
Greetings and welcome to the Monday morning edition of I'm with Stupid. This is Matt Mann coming to you live from the palatial estate here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting right next to me, a mere 184 miles away as always, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man coming to you live from luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are things going this morning, Matt Mann?
Other than the weather, things are going great. Looks like London here, which wouldn't be a bad thing if Pippa Middleton was next to me, but she's not, so it's just kind of 48 and drizzling.
Oh, it's about the same here. Temperature's in the 50s. It's not bad. It's rather comfortable.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it's not, you know, not warm enough for women to be going around in their Daisy Dukes and bikini tops like it will be here soon, I hope.
I hope so, too.
And I see we have the lovely and talented Diane has joined us there in the chat room along with some guests.
Judging by the chat room, her comment, she's not wearing anything, which is always nice.
Oh, wow. That kind of caught me by surprise. But, yeah, that's hot.
Are you going to be able to do the rest of the show now?
Absolutely.
You're a professional.
So what are you up to? How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. A little out of sorts because this is our first venue into, you know, Monday morning radio.
Yeah.
Kind of a new thing. Hope we do well because generally people aren't happy on Monday mornings, and we thought we'd, you know, try to inform them what's gone on lately and what's coming up this week and hopefully put a smile on their face.
That's what we do. So are you, is this a little too early for you to be hitting the good stuff?
Yeah, it is. In fact, right now, instead of Rose or Milwaukee's Best Light, I'm drinking tomato juice, J-Man.
Oh, God. That is just disgusting.
Why do you say
is
that?
Is it like a V8 or just or is
oh,
it?
Oh God,
like,
no! I hate V8. Got to be real tomato juice. Real tomato juice.
Oh, I got to tell you, and I don't use this term lightly, but the man who invented tomato juice, history's greatest monster.
You think so?
Yeah.
And probably in your world, he's related to the guy who invented mayonnaise.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. They're probably one and the same, that sick bastard. What a disgusting human being. Hey, Catcher Dude's mom is here.
I see that.
Welcome, and even more guests have wandered in.
I know. What's going on with this?
I don't know.
Anyway,
it's crazy.
I know. Just a little housekeeping items. I hate when people say that, but I had to use it. We're going to do this every Monday at 11 o'clock. In addition, and that is the important thing, in addition to our award-winning, highly rated Saturday show, which airs at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
Absolutely. And this show is going to be more kind of off the cuff because we prepare heavily for the Saturday show.
Yes, we
do. It doesn't sound like it, but we do. And this show is going to be just more kind of just whatever's going on in the world or in
right.
our world. And we're just going to kind of just roll through it. Things
because
like
it's fine and fun to be with stupid, but at some point we're going to use Mondays to, you know, kind of smarten you all up.
Yeah. As soon as we smarten ourselves up, we'll get
exactly.
right on that. But we got little things going on, like I'm still bitterly disappointed that my good friend, Mike Huckabee, announced that he's not running for president in 2012.
I was upset about that announcement, too. I know he's one of your kinfolk down there in the great state of Arkansas.
Yeah, that was a tough break right there. I thought I was going to get the opportunity once again to vote for Mike, but because I like Mike.
You want to be like Mike.
Oh, absolutely. But now, of course, you know, it's not terrible. I mean, he can still trash Mitt Romney from his TV show every week. So there's still that.
Right.
In fact, that might be the reason he's not running, because he figures he can trash Romney to more people on his TV show than he could if he were actually running, because apparently those two just hate each other's guts.
Well, when you got a Christian minister like Huckabee up against some guy who follows around some ghost of an Indian and a Mormon, Mitt, you know, there could be clashes.
Yeah, and that and Mitt Romney still hasn't answered for the Mountain Meadows massacre. And, of course, those people who were massacred by the Mormons all left from Arkansas. So I think Huckabee still resents that a little bit.
I can see that. In addition to Huckabee and Romney, it's an exciting time in the GOP, kind of chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a festival atmosphere. You got people saying they're going to join the race, saying they're not. So, any thoughts on that?
They've got Ron Paul running.
We got Ron Paul.
Ron Paul running, and he immediately announced that that if you say health care is a right, then you support slavery or something like that.
Something like that.
And then saying that there shouldn't be any federal insurance or loan help for people who are flooded out because of the floods along the Mississippi, because they're just living where they shouldn't be living, I guess.
Yeah. And Ron Paul, I think this is his third time running for president. So I was thinking, you know, he's like the Lyndon LaRouche of the Republican Party.
Without being imprisoned, without being a political prisoner.
Yeah, and only slightly more sane. Of course, the Republicans have another feel-good candidate in the running, Newt. President Obama is the president of food stamps, Gingrich.
Uh-huh.
Always an uplifting guy to listen to.
I tell you, I was feeling the Newt Mentum for a little while this morning, but it passed. Passed right on through.
Was that between like 9:16 and 9:16:30?
Yeah, about that.
All I know is that Newt must have one big hog because he brings the ladies in. Let me tell you.
Oh, God.
Yes, I had to go there.
I think Newt's slogan should be Newt Gingrich will never leave you, America, unless you get sick. And then, of course, there's Donald Trump.
The Trumpster, he's supposed to announce sometime today.
Yeah, it was, which that's kind of weird, because originally it said he was going to announce on the finale of his show, Celebrity Apprentice.
True.
So I guess
and,
he moved it up. But,
well,
you know, it's funny because yesterday, NBC came out with their fall lineup, and it included Celebrity Apprentice.
Huh, and that's interesting.
And then people started asking about that, and all of a sudden they're like, if Trump runs, then somebody else will host. And it's pretty obvious they hadn't really thought that through and didn't realize that they had screwed up Trump's little fraud that he's been running against it for everybody. So now they're out there today with a story saying that NBC executives are begging Donald Trump not to run for president and to come back to his show. How pathetic.
Actually, see, I think more of the Trump than you do. I think he's got a little more gravitas than that. And I think he, instead of doing it on The Apprentice, the announcement, he's moving it up because, in spite of his looks, he doesn't want to look cartoonish.
No.
I think Trump is anything but cartoonish.
No, he doesn't want to look like a buffoon.
That's right. I hope it's not windy wherever he is when he makes his announcement.
Yeah, it'll have to be indoors, air conditioning turned off.
That's right.
Because even that 0.2 mile per hour breeze the air conditioner creates will move that hair around.
In addition to Romney and Huckabee and those big names, there's some really even bigger names in the GOP field right now. You know, like Gary Johnson. Household name?
Oh, yeah. Pothead.
Herman Cain. There's another one. Found a Godfather's Pizza.
Oh, is that who that is? Okay.
Yeah.
I used to work for Godfather's Pizza.
Oh, okay. Well,
I worked for Godfather's Pizza back when I was in college, so Herman and I are practically, buddies.
There you go. Now, Herman Cain, in GOP circles, they refer to him as that Negro.
What do they refer to Obama as? Well, never mind. We don't need to get into that.
Well, that one kind of choked me up.
Apparently.
Then, of course... I love it
when your own jokes get to you like that. That's good.
Well, I know. Rick Santorum. It's like God running for president.
Oh, Rick Santorum.
He's like Jesus on a donkey.
Hey, do you think maybe this dude who's the head of the IMF, who's been accused of rape in New York, could jump into the Republican primary? I mean, it would kind of get that whole womanizer vote and split it up with him and Newt, wouldn't it?
I was going to say, he's going to draw support from Newt.
Yeah. Newt's hoping he doesn't get in.
I mean, if you're going to cheat on a woman, let's put a little action in it. At least he beat the crap out of her. He's divorcing his wife while she lays dying in bed. Come on.
Well, the French have always been more aggressive,
Yeah, they have a history of aggressiveness. That's why the Champs-Élysées is lined with trees.
Right, so the German army can march in the shade.
That's right. That would have been a good time to play. Hello.
Now I was checking the old chat room here. People coming in and out, guests coming in and out. Diane and Catcher Dude's mom are hanging with us because they're awesome.
Because they're good women, and so is guest 3742.
Quality human being right there.
Oh, yeah. Put that 42 in front of a 37 and add a 37 to the end. You got some nice measurements, Miss Guest. Another big thing happened this morning, Jay. We like to stay current.
Oh, yeah. We are live, local, and late breaking.
The space shuttle Endeavour blasted off this morning.
You know, I'm a big space shuttle fan. I watched it launch this morning. It's very cool.
And it kind of has special meaning, not only because it's its last flight, but Mark Kelly is piloting the craft today, and he is the husband of Congresswoman Gabby Giffords.
And we are huge Gabby Giffords fans here.
Oh.
I'm with Stupid.
I have a poster of her on my wall.
Where's the thumbtack? Is it? Never mind.
I was just waiting for one of the announcers when it was lifting off this morning to say, "Oh my God, an Endeavor takes off like a bullet."
Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, we do?
Oh, we do.
Oh my God, I can imagine who it might be.
Oh, who is this?
732, you're on with I'm With Stupid.
Good morning, boys.
Oh,
it's Diane.
It is Diane.
I love this time slot. I get to I get to wake up with my boys.
Oh.
Oh, well, then it'll probably only last a couple of weeks then. don't tell Drive By Mikey what a great time slot it is. He'll change Matt's schedule.
That's right.
A jealous bastard.
Mikey hates the arts.
He's trying to hold Matt down.
Arts.
He's trying to keep a good white man down.
That's what he is doing. Hey, did you see this? Did you guys see this this high school hottie somewhere? I think in Massachusetts has challenged Michelle Bachmann to a history debate.
Oh,
really?
Great.
Oh, yeah. She said that she was watching Michelle Bachmann when her dad was telling her about Michelle Bachmann moving the battles of Lexington and Concord to New Hampshire during one of her speeches. And then she saw Michelle Bachmann talking about how the founding fathers fought endlessly to end slavery, which, of course, is bullshit. And she decided that she could probably handle Michelle in a history debate.
I wonder if they could get Sarah Palin to moderate.
Well, I was thinking maybe they could be on Jeopardy. We could do it that way.
That'd be cool.
I think, you know, you could just set up the little categories, you know, U.S. history, presidential history, states' rights history.
Now, they get all those questions right. The states' rights ones.
The states' rights. So they're big on states' rights. That's why Newt knows that the election in 2012 is the most important election since 1860. You know, when that liberal left wing wacko from Illinois who loved the darkies ran for president and ruined everything.
No, I know.
By ending slavery.
That was the beginning of the end.
It was.
Yep. Yep. This was a great country until that moment.
Lincoln set the stage for Obama.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a travesty.
It's all his fault.
Just a heartbeat later, they were riding in the front of buses. They were voting.
Oh, my God. I long for the days of the Polk administration. I know I'm not alone.
No, you're not. Newt Gingrich's supporters would agree with you.
Or the Jackson administration when he said, "Hit the trail of tears, Chief Crybaby."
I want the president that was too fat to fit into the bathtub. I think that would make a wonderful cartoon.
I'm sure there were several.
Taft. No,
yes,
it was Taft.
I know.
Yeah. I think we need to bring back the tradition of presidential facial hair. I think we need beards and mustaches on our
and
presidential candidates.
And
yeah, that'd be cool.
Chester A. Arthur, a fellow Ohioan, just like William Howard Taft.
Exactly. I think it'd be great if Tim Pawlenty showed up in South Carolina with a mullet and a beard. I think they would vote for him in droves, man.
We could bring back some. I'd love it if we could bring back pistol duels.
Well, except that none of the Democrats have guns. You know, they all hate guns.
That's right.
They're all unarmed, so.
They have guns. They just don't tell anyone they have guns.
Oh, they're in the closet, are they?
Well, all right. Well, then, yeah. No, that's the Republicans. Or we could have bitch slapping feuds.
Yes, we could. Hey, we have another caller. So, Diane, hold your thoughts if you can, if you're able.
I will.
Just for 1 second.
I'm holding, baby.
609, you're on the air.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh.
Ooh.
That's a very manly man there on the line.
And there is.
Thank you.
Sexy.
I couldn't
is this
get
Newt Gingrich?
Stream.
I think it's either Newt Gingrich or Neil Bortz.
I couldn't get it to stream on the computer, so I'm listening on the phone.
Okay.
Oh, I know who this is.
Jay knows
well,
who
would
it
you
is,
like
sir.
Us to mute you, 609?
Jay, you know who this is.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Of course.
I'm the first blogger you ever met, and Matt Man should know the number, too.
You know what? It's fascinating that you would have called in today because the president is going to be in your ghetto, I mean neighborhood.
This is true.
Oh, James.
Mr. Vinny Bond, who you can hear every Monday night at 9 p.m. Central Time right here on this network on Music on the Couch.
That's right, tonight.
Exactly.
And you know,
so are you
going to
go
Vinny,
see the president today?
He's going to come on with his dad.
And Vinny and Jay and Diane and all our listeners, it's nice that President Obama is going down to Memphis to oversee the flooding and try to part the waters. But the thing that's got something stuck in my craw is he's going to address a high school class on their graduation. And what high school is he going to? Booker T. Washington High School. Mm-hmm. Racist.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't go to a white high school. No, he's got to go to a high school named after a black man.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't go to Robert E. Lee High School, could he?
No.
They burned that down last week.
But, you know, before he goes to does the commencement address, he's going to go and view the tens of dollars worth of damage that the floods have done. To the beautiful Memphis riverfront. Aren't you glad you called in, Vinny?
Jay, someday we'll get you here and you'll realize how much you're missing.
I've been there. I wore a bulletproof vest the whole time.
The aluminum recycling can factories are all in a tizzy. They're watching their profits go down to Baton Rouge. And
now, sorry about your Memphis Grizzlies going down like that, Vinny.
Same mind, dude. I'm not a basketball fan. I'm not a basketball
they went seven
fan,
games,
you know,
though.
Yeah,
no.
They
oh,
did.
Well, then, sorry about your New York Yankees getting swept. Actually, no, I'm not sorry about that.
Yeah, I know you're not.
Do you think we could do another full day of Jorge Posada drama, though? Because we just didn't get enough of it yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. That was That was terrible.
There was nothing to it. It was a completely nothing story, and they spent 24 solid hours just screaming about it, and it was completely nothing.
It was totally nothing.
Yeah.
That's the news, boys.
That's all I did.
Yeah. Well, that's ESPN, man. That's that East Coast bias that they have.
It's that liberal media.
Yeah.
Just causing trouble.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Diane, it's great that you called in because you provided a few segues.
When I provide a segue.
Oh, yeah. You're good at it, baby. Keith Olbermann, his new show is going to be starting up pretty soon, and he's filling out his fair and balanced lineup with the dude from the Daily Kos, Marcos Mula, whatever the hell his name is.
He's a foreigner,
and
that's fine enough.
Yeah, and Michael Moore. So, a couple of, calm, quiet, middle-of-the-road kind of guys there.
Just like Keith.
Just like Keith. Right? Yep. No biases in that show at all.
None at all. Nothing but the facts.
The facts is they make them up on the spot.
Excuse me.
And we hate that.
Exactly. We're all about, honesty and reality and shit.
And preparation.
Right.
And prep. We do a lot of prep.
We do, because kind of glossed over this. The Endeavor, Mark Kelly took Gabby Giffords out to dinner last night, a little pre-flight dinner. And I found out where they went.
Ooh.
Ooh, really? Where'd they go?
Chuck E. Cheese, because it's kind of like what she's into right now. And
oh, my God.
She liked the animated puppet band, and she was smiling and happy. It was nice.
Did she go in the ball
games.
Pit?
What's that?
Did she go in the ball pit?
Yeah, she just didn't know it. But, yeah, she was there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she went in the ball pit all right, but that was after dinner.
Oh.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, we have that. There we go.
There we go. Okay.
My day is complete now
because I got that Gabby Giffords joke in that I've been waiting all morning to tell.
The only reason Matt wanted to do the show today was because he wanted the Gabby Giffords joke.
There's nothing we won't mock.
Nor should there be.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Everything's pretty much fair game.
I think we need more of that. Everyone's lost their sense of humor.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. That again, Diane just set me up perfectly.
Another
segment. Saturday we did our little graduation special Saturday, right?
Okay.
And so I tweeted that, pimping the show and said, we're going to rain on the class of 2011's parade and give them a reality check or something. And this chick who follows me, who just happens to be graduating from a community college this weekend, unfollowed me because of that. Took it very personally. Can you believe that?
First of all, Jay, community college, you probably didn't understand the tweet.
Exactly, because they don't teach satire and humor at community college.
So I wouldn't worry too much.
Yeah, but anyway, people are just
too
sensitive.
You see that story about that kid that put the sign up to ask the girl?
I was just going to mention that, Diane.
Well, that Maddie, that's because you and I are like one mind.
Mm-hmm. He asked a girl, He trespassed on school property and changed their little school marquee sign outside to invite, to ask this girl to go to the prom for him, with him. And because of that, because of his heinous act, or as they would say in My Cousin Vinny, my hyenas act, they weren't going to let him go to the prom.
Yeah.
How stupid is that?
That's typical of our current education system in this
country.
And
then, to make it even more absurd, when they finally decide that the kid can go, they turn it into a press conference, and the principal stands up there like freaking Mother Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And that's her official title, by the way.
What?
That's her official title, by the way, freaking Mother Teresa.
The actual Mother Teresa?
Yeah, that was her official title within the Catholic Church.
Well, that's what the Pope said, yeah. All right, fine, I'll make her a freaking saint.
She had a second title, too.
Which was?
Saner of Outrage. Oh, yeah. And now, oh, my God, but she had an epiphany. From now on, we won't have this zero policy kind of thing. We'll have a zero tolerance policy thing. We'll look at each event on its merits. Boy, that's
a wacky idea. Yeah, crazy freaking idea.
Oh, my.
That's anarchy, socialism.
Yes.
Imagine, yeah. Context. Imagine looking at something in context. That's the beginning of the end. Yet again.
Oh, they're gonna stop kicking junior high girls out of school or suspending them for 2 solid weeks for handing their friend a My Doll if they do things like this.
I believe that's happened before.
I mean, you do know that My Doll. Midol is the gateway drug to birth control pills.
Oh, I know
that
all too
well. I thought it made you gay, but, you know.
So, you know, I mean, you could end up encouraging young women to not have 16 children by the time they're 12. And then where would all the reality shows on TLC go?
Exactly.
Hey, that reminds me.
You
are on a roll today.
You have a little entertainment
Duggars.
News, don't you, Jay?
Yeah. I was just playing off what Diane was saying. The Duggar family is going to be in town right here in Redneckville tomorrow.
As they
The entire Duggar clan is going to be here. And I'm telling you, the manager of Western Sizzlin's blood ran cold when he heard they were coming to town. Because he can't fill that food bar enough for that crowd.
He probably took down the sign in front of his Western Sizzlin' that says, "Buses welcome."
And then he took black spray paint and he X'd out the "Kids Eat Free" sign.
And replaced it with a sign that says, "Shirt and shoes mandatory."
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves the Duggars.
I do. They've appeared on my website more than once.
No live births in the ladies' room, please.
Whenever I have a writer's block, I just say to myself, "Let's go to the Duggards."
That's what they're there for.
What are the wacky Duggards up to today?
Exactly. Oh, look, another kid. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the MSNBC on in the background, and I see Rahm fucking Emanuel's being sworn in as mayor today. Chicago.
I think he's sexy.
You've always loved the Jews, haven't you? Just like me.
It's mandatory.
Yeah.
It's mandatory.
He's a twin for my brother.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Yes, Vinny, he is. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
God.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I've had people walk up to my desk and look at his picture and say, "How do you know him?" I said, "I was there when he was born." I had a good friend of mine who was at a wedding who had he took a picture with my brother because Dean has always been mistaken for Larry Bird's brother because he looks very much like Larry Bird. Well, one of our other friends saw the picture and the wife turned around and said to her husband, "What the fuck is Dean doing standing next to that cocksucking motherfucker taking his picture with him?" And I looked at her and said, "That's Vinny's brother. It's not who you think it is."
Next time someone asks you how you know Rahm Emanuel, you can always say, "I performed the bris."
Yeah, we don't do that. It's for Italian.
We just say we grew up together. Hell, we used to take baths together.
Yeah, we share a room.
We slept in the same bed a few times.
And then you can add, "It's okay, I like women now."
Bada bing.
So we've also got some entertainment news. I think, Matt, I think you alluded to that a little while ago.
Yes, I did.
And I just saw that this morning, in fact, so we're probably breaking some news here for our listeners, that this will be the last season that Mariska Hargitay is on Law & Order SVU. She's going to be moving on after this season. And they are going to replace her with, they hope, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yum.
Yeah,
well, yeah,
I think the only way they could up the voluptuousness a little bit was to go with J Love, and that'll be interesting. I don't really watch Jennifer Love Hewitt's shows. I never watched. Well, I watched The Ghost Whisperer, but like Charmed, I watched it with the sound muted, so I don't really know what was going on.
I'm having a hard time picturing Jennifer Love Hewitt as a New York City rape cop.
That's because you're a woman.
That's because I'm what?
That's because you're a woman. For me, I don't
but,
care
yeah,
if she
that's
solves
true.
A,
the,
I don't
know.
Care if she solves a single case.
I think she would be great as the they could just put her out there on the street to entrap men looking for prostitutes. Just put her in something low cut, you know, and guys will be pulling up, "Hey, how much, baby?" And then Christopher Maloney can like dive through the window and arrest the guy and drag him out of the car. And
we should start a pool on how many times they're going to shoot her running through Times Square.
Mm-hmm.
And how many times they're going to shoot her crouching down over a victim from above.
God, I wish you wrote this show with her in it.
It would take me 5 minutes.
It would take me less than that. Hello.
Well, I'm glad Jennifer's working again. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Those,
it's always nice
those,
for her to stay busy.
Those super support bras are expensive.
Yep. And speaking of bras, Fox
another
News,
segue, Jay.
Fox, it's like we planned this, but we didn't. It's amazing. Fox News has a story about Lindsay Lohan and her braless lifestyle. And they're
wow.
actually trying to claim that this is a bad thing. And that there
well,
could be negative health there could be a negative health repercussions to for women going around braless. And I just think this is the most ridiculous thing they've ever come up with. And they came up with the terrorist fist bump.
I know, God.
Well, I mean, first of all, the very first question that leaps to mind is a braless lifestyle nature or nurture? Is it choice or is it in the genes?
A braless lifestyle is future, because if Lindsay keeps doing this for 10 years, she's going to be tripping over herself when she's 35.
Lindsay's not that big, really.
I just want to go on the record of saying that I support the braless lifestyle. And in fact, I think we should all do it. And I'll start.
I would love to support the braless lifestyle, but unfortunately, I need the support.
No. I could give you some support.
Oh, baby. If you could walk around with me holding them up while I do my errands.
Yes.
Just strap
you
Matt to your back.
You didn't finish that statement, Diane.
Excuse me?
If I could do that, what's in it for me?
We could negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just strap Matt to your back and he'll reach around and hold them. And
oh, God, that'd be great.
I think we just came up with a new product.
Yeah, Diane, yeah. Instead of a backpack, it's a Mac pack.
We'll just add that to the list of things that the Handymat services will provide.
That's right.
Matt's
not only available to walk your dog, he'll help you walk your puppies.
He'll keep your puppies secure. Oh, man.
The human bra.
This has been such a productive Monday.
Yes, it has. The human bra. That's pretty good.
And also wanted to get this in, because speaking of boobies, and we were, Jennifer Aniston is going to go topless in her next movie.
Really?
No one will notice.
You know, for some people, this is about 10 years too late. But for me, I think it's the perfect timing. Because I'm a big Jennifer Aniston fan. I've never seen any of her movies other than Office Space. And I think that was her best movie ever. But I do like Jennifer Aniston, though.
She is a cutie.
I'm not a Jennifer fan.
And they're perky.
What do we got here going? Is Diane yelling at someone?
Do we have a party line?
Anybody
have
Vinny's
on my phone?
Oh, yeah. Vinny, we were eavesdropping on some private business conversation there.
You're missing it, Vinny.
Don't worry, Vinny. We won't tell Nancy.
Oh, man.
Tell her what, I'm at work.
We're going to get cut off in a minute.
I know.
We got less than a minute. So thanks to you guys, Diane and Vinny, for calling, and everybody for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for starting off my week. I love you guys.
That's what we're here for.
Have a good day, guys. Enjoy the rest of it.
You too, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Bye,
okay.
Everybody.
Bye, Di.
Bye, Maddie.
Oh,
my boobs are
going
to be thinking about
again.
You all day.
Can you say that again?
My boobs are going to be thinking about you all day.
Oh.
And Jay.
God.
every time I think of a segue, I'll be thinking of leading you in.
Oh, that's hot.